Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
This week, we have a special girl, an agency that's after her, and the Incredible Hulk. The movie is fresh, but we want to know, is it really though? What is good, podcast land, and welcome to another episode of Is It Really Though? Hashtag ERT. My name is Matt, and with me as always is Ty, aka Huge Dong, as he likes to be called.
Dong. What's up? What's up?
He literally signed into our Zencaster meeting as Huge Dong, which, whatever. We all know the guys that boast about what it really says.
I feel really dumb. I didn't do it with a Y. Huge. It's huge.
You can follow us at Facebook, Twitter. We do not have Instagram anymore. The page still exists, but we don't do anything with
what?
That. My handle is at Matt Raley, THO. The show's handle is at Really THO20.
Just reached 100 followers.
Getting some leg room, or what do they call that? Putting some leg work in or something, or
I guess that's what I've been saying all along. I don't know what's been going on.
Well, like I said before, it's like it's amazing when you actually tweet stuff out and interact with people.
The air like, up there is good.
What happens back?
It's a little crisper than when I was at the 52 mark, or when we were at the 52 mark. Excuse me.
No, I've long passed the 52 mark.
Yeah.
No poll this week because we had that delay with Becky and we had a disaster with Zencaster last week.
Yeah, it was not fun.
Yeah, we didn't know you had to pay to like produce the show, and we were trying to find like a free overlap because it recorded two separate audio tracks. And so like when I was playing it back, it was just like me talking to myself and then reacting to nothing.
Yeah, when I was messing on the file, I'd click on one and it pop up like your video recording.
Yeah.
And no, it was just your audio and your video. And I was like, I signed into like Dropbox. I tried everything I could. I moved it all to the hard drive here to move it over. It was not happening. So maybe they make it that way. So you have to pay, what would we pay? $13 for what we get?
Five hours. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They do that so they snag you, because you gotta, if you don't have a program that will do it for you,
yeah,
then you're kind of SOL as far as that.
I think it's kind of cool, like the Zoom status of it. I think I kind of like it, but I don't know if we want to keep paying for it.
Yeah, the investment is we don't bring in nearly enough.
We have to get minimum like that. 13 episodes. To get $13, and then how many cents is that? We need 1,300 listens to pay for 5 hours.
Every listener that we had would have to listen to it like 400 times and then tell all of their friends and family to listen. Like, we'd have to get some big time deals, but there's a lot of things out there that people like that do for podcasts to like monetize their podcasts and stuff like that. There's like a program that's called Buy Me a Cup of Coffee.
Oh, cool.
Where people can just like donate money to your show.
Well, I saw Twitter today is doing a thing called, it's called a super follow.
What is that?
To where people can, someone said it's kind of like Patron. I've never been on it or heard of it, but I guess they can like tip you.
Oh, okay.
So we might have to start doing these live on Twitter.
I don't think we put out a quality enough podcast.
Sure we do.
to expect people to be like, yeah, I'll give you money.
Just join Huge Dong.
Yeah, that's why we don't put out a quality podcast.
Oh, it's great.
So, no poll, like I said.
Well, you did do a poll. It was music, well, though.
Yeah, it was all TLC related. About
I have no idea where the hell that came from. I was like, I'm not even going to participate in this because it's completely, it's a little too random for me.
We were listening to music in the kitchen and Creep came on and it just got me thinking. I was like, what's TLC's best song? And I put three choices up there. I put Waterfalls and No Scrubs and Creep. And you could definitely tell the generational gap because everybody that was younger was like, No Scrubs. It's got to be No Scrubs. And then Waterfalls was the obvious winner, I think, and then Creep came in last, which surprised me. I thought it'd be a little bit closer, but it wasn't even close.
Should have did like a, what's that band everybody hates but they probably secretly love?
Nickelback.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's funny that that's the one band, like you just say that one band that everybody hates and that's what everybody thinks of is Nickelback.
Well, I heard people giving shit on Stained. I'm like, I like Stained.
Stained's good. And Aaron Loose is really good too. Yeah. Have you listened to his like country music now that he's a country artist? Oh, he's really good. No.
Oh, and then there's Creed.
Yeah. Creed. I liked Creed.
I liked Creed they were good. Too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was geared toward more Christian stuff like that Higher song.
I think it was because he's like, with arms wide open. And he did all his like vibrato and stuff like that. And
it's like so, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Nickelback, man.
Dating ourselves.
Look at this photograph.
Every time I do it, it makes me laugh, dude.
It's a true right. story. So I mean, anyways.
Besides the Zencaster debacle.
What? Nothing.
What did you say? Your week besides the Zencaster debacle?
Oh, it was good. Same old shit. Just a different. I mean, it feels extremely like lately. It feels like time is going by so fast right now. It's like the work week is like a blur, and then I'm back. You know, we're recording, and then it's my days off, and then it's like I don't know. It's just like I just feel like it is on hyperdrive right now.
Oh, I know. I like totally agree.
My baby is 10 months old tomorrow. And I'm like, what? We've had this thing living with us for 10 months already. It does not feel that long, you know?
Yeah, he's like the podcast. Like, he's like, when he gets close to 1 year old, that's like when our podcast is almost a year old because it was right after he was born that we started this.
That's insane. I just don't even remember him. I don't know. It's so weird. It's like my memory is such shit around that time. It's just, I don't know if it's just the coronavirus, you know, we got the 1 year anniversary of the 12 weeks to slow the spread coming up.
Yeah, I saw somebody post the other day or today actually. It's like, what are you wearing to celebrate the 2 weeks to flatten it or the 1 year anniversary of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Yeah, we doing two. Is this a two mask event?
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's been good. Other than that, just same old, same old. Got more.
You watch anything else besides Hannah and WandaVision?
I watched Escape Plan.
Yeah, we were tweeting about that.
So that was kind of, I mean, I tried watching it a couple years ago, but I ended up like falling asleep. I think I had one too many beers at the time. And I just never got back around to it. And it was on TV the other day. And I kind of started watching it. And then like, there was like a stabbing scene that my 9-year-old saw and it like freaked him out and he started crying. So I was like, crap, I don't know what to expect, so I just turned it off, and then it was on AMC or something the other night, and I was like, oh, I'll just check it out. So I guess I got two to go, and the third one's straight to DVD, so it's, I don't know.
I think all of them have Arnold in it, don't they?
The first one has Arnold in it. I don't think the second one has Bautista.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the Stallone third one, I think, has a, what's that?
It's Stallone that's in all of them,
yeah,
right?
It's Stallone that's in all of them. I mean, 50 Cent's in it. Molly from The Office is in it.
Man, when you're grabbing that, you know, those actors.
It was way better than I thought it was going to be. It's got some cheesy humor in it.
The Expendables. Like, I only saw the first
probably
one.
Probably what it is, yeah. I haven't seen it. Well, I think I watched the second one on TV, which probably doesn't do it justice.
Yeah.
I think the second one's rated R, and then the third one, I think they made PG-13, which is kind of stupid.
Cash grab.
It's like Fast and Furious.
The first one wasn't rated R. I think the first Fast and Furious was rated PG-13.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, cash grab, like, they've done 9 of them.
Oh, well, at least the Fast and Furious franchise has, like, evolved. Like, it hasn't
into
been,
what?
Like,
street racing, and now they're James Bond?
Now they're going to space, yeah.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And you know what? The more I watch, Tokyo Drift is actually pretty good.
Oh, that's the one that's got Brad from Home Alone in it. Or not Home Alone, Home Improvement, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
It's the only one that has none of the main characters in it. Yeah.
You know, at the end, it's Vin Diesel.
Well, yeah, at the very end.
And you got Han in it.
Yeah, and I guess Han, he does play a role to tie in later or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think Han more or less became a character because of that, not because of, that was part of the plan.
Let's just try to inflate our payroll. Let's just get all of them back. I guess the guy from Tokyo Drift's in the new one. That was supposed to come out last May, by the way.
Yeah.
But what else did I watch? I watched that, The Challenge, Wednesday night special, every Wednesday. And then WandaVision, I tried watching it last Thursday night, but I couldn't watch it because it legitimately crashed. The app was completely crashed.
Well, I think they might have done like a reboot or like a system update or something, because I know that a lot of stuff, like the Muppets has a disclaimer in front of it now. And so I think that some of that stuff is maybe they were doing an update or something like that to the app.
No, they said that it was complete overload of people trying to watch WandaVision. Like, it's the number one show in the world.
Which is weird, though, because Mando wasn't like that. It never crashed with Mando.
But I think this has a broader audience.
It does.
I think women can be watching this for, like, the girl power aspect of it. And Mando's more like a, let's take our shirts off and eat beef jerky and, you know. drink your beer, I guess.
No, I think Mando, I think a lot of it is it's just the Star Wars factor of it. Like, I love Star Wars, like I said before, but Marvel's my jam. So,
well, we haven't had anything Marvel for over a year.
And I think people are clamoring for it. So that's another reason that it's been such a big hit.
And they don't have any plans for season 2, which is crazy. So this better blow something.
Anything else that you watch before we get into WandaVision talk?
No, started Hannah at about 10:05 last night, so that was stupid to start it that late. That was a rough morning. No, I think that's about all I watched. It was a pretty low key week.
I watched a couple things this week. I watched Clerks. I haven't seen that in a minute.
I actually saw Clerks 2 before I saw Clerks 1, and it was.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was so stupid because I bought Clerks 2.
Oh,
because I used to rent movies to my dorm people in college so I could get enough money for a beer.
Your side hustle.
So I would just rent them out for $1 and have a sign out sheet. And then we'd buy beer at the gas station because it's Nebraska. And
you were Redbox before Redbox.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
But so I watched Clerks. That was really good. It's always good. I watched Horrible Bosses 1. I love that one.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, I was just in a mood to laugh, I think, this week. It was kind of a stressful week with the podcast, and then Suns basketball season's in full swing, and it's just a lot of like here and go and all that kind of stuff. And so the only night that I have free, like legit free, is Wednesday night, and everything else has something that I have to be a dad for. So
this is like the start of like sports season, if you think about it, because this is going to roll right into baseball.
Yeah, which I mean, we might have to be biting the bullet and just do some late night recording or something like that.
We just recorded the baseball field. You just need to hire an assistant coach and just put the lineup up and just sit in the dugout. I'm trying to, another I'm trying to coach
the entire time. The kids are up and, and podcast at the same time.
Yep. Yeah, it could be late. So, hey, but it's all right. I don't mind it when it's like, when it's light till about 9 o'clock at night. That's different.
And you know what? It's, and in the summertime too, it's not going to be as big a deal. Like, at least for me with my kids, like I can, I mean, anytime pretty much will work as long as we don't have baseball, because we're not, they don't have to be getting ready for bed or doing homework or any of that kind of stuff. And you put your kids to bed at noon, so we should be good
noon.
There.
You sounded Canadian there. At noon. I don't even know how Canadian said that.
Noon, eh?
Noon, eh?
You hoser.
You hoser.
Fuck
your kids.
But so, and then I started watching Horrible Bosses 2 last night. I don't think I've ever seen that. Like,
yeah.
It all feels really new. Like I want to say I watched it at some point, but I don't think so. It feels really new. But other than that, watched a couple episodes of Twin Peaks, still on that train.
Did you finish Office yet?
No, I still have two seasons, 8 and 9 of Office. Michael Scott is gone now, and I'm a little depressed, and I don't know if I want to keep going, though.
I was going to ask. That's what I was waiting to tell you. I was waiting for you to tell me he left, because I could ask the same thing. The show definitely does go down, but there are still some funny parts in it. I mean, I think Will Ferrell takes over.
Will Ferrell's just not even close to Steve Carell. Like, not even close.
Is California there yet? No, he's not there yet. There's a guy named California. No. He's the voice of Ultron and the Marvel.
Oh, I know. James Spader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's all I've been watching. Obviously, I watched Hannah. Let's go ahead and get into WandaVision talk, I guess. So what is this? This is episode 7, right?
Yep. Agatha all along.
Talking to your mic, homie.
Agatha all along.
Oh, that was really loud.
I knew it. Even though I was
that sucker.
Even if you go back to last week, I was really not sure, but then it just came back when that bitch walked down the stairs. I'm like, there she is.
We should have said spoilers, but at this point, I think
we should,
you haven't seen it.
I think we should start taking warning labels off things, and it is what it is.
6 days, like the new episode comes out tomorrow, so
1 o'clock tonight. Get it right.
That's tomorrow, dude. 1 o'clock is tomorrow.
But it's all in one continuous non-sleep for me, so it's tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe you stay up to watch it tonight.
No, I try. I wait. Hopefully I can.
And so I feel really bad because there's this thing on Twitter that's called Follow Friday, and people will tag me all the time on Twitter. It's like a recognition type thing.
Yeah.
And I really don't respond that much because I'm trying to stay off of Facebook and Twitter to avoid spoilers so I don't get anything spoiled.
Gotta bite the damn bullet and just stay up. I'll just be your alarm. Just go to bed at like 9. I'll text you at 1. You wake up for the 15-minute show and the 35-minute credits. So really, you're only like staying up for like maybe like a bowl of cereal, and then you can go back to bed. It's only like 15 minutes. Am I right? Like
I thought it was supposed to be 45 minutes this week, like actual 45 minutes long.
I'm gonna have my timer going. I'm just gonna do it live on Twitter Live. Maybe that'll bump my followers up who don't have Disney Plus. But like, fuck, this guy's cool as shit.
Right.
Pirating WandaVision.
I doubt it. So apparently the whole thing, like you said, Agatha is the one that's been controlling all of this. And Wanda now seems like she has no control over this and has been manipulated by this Agatha character, Agatha
Harkless or
Harkness.
Something. Yeah. But in the comics, she's like really old and shit. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of true to the comic books. Like, if it's an old bitch in the comics, like, make her old in the.
Hey, I'm okay with it.
Whatever.
Most people have never seen the comic version of Agatha anyway, so it doesn't matter. So
right. Well, I heard that. Remember when she saw that fly?
Mm-hmm.
one of the villains in the comics first was introduced and he was a fly.
Yeah, I think it's Manifesto.
That's what it was. I couldn't remember the name. I don't know. So, I mean, there could be like more villains at play than just Agatha. Because in the comics, Agatha kind of helped him out sometimes. She wasn't like a villain.
Right.
From what I've been reading. But I, like I said, I never read the comic books. Like, I'm literally popping my Marvel cherry in the last decade.
Yeah, I also sent you something on Instagram. Couple days ago.
What's Instagram?
Yeah, I know.
I don't get on it. I don't even know the login, dude.
You have the app, but I send it to you. But kind of saying that maybe that they're trying to bring Ultron back to life. And that's why they're trying to get Wanda and Vision, is that he's trying to bring Ultron back. And that's a theory too, that Ultron might show up in this season somehow,
because from what I've been reading, this literally ties, this is like a smooth transition to the new Doctor Strange movie that we don't see till 2022,
right?
And that sucks if they don't have any like a season two, but I mean, I get it if this is just like the bridge,
which yeah, is I think cool. That's what's going to happen with all of these Disney Plus shows.
They're just going to tie into as far a movie as like
Falcon and Winter Soldier and then Loki and stuff like that. It's going to tie into a movie.
Yeah.
And then they'll rename it for another one or something like that. I think this is just kind of like the long drawn out movies that they want to show, but they just couldn't, because I don't think that it would, you could you imagine watching this movie or this show in a theater as a movie?
I mean, Kevin Feige could have done something with it. That dude's a genius.
Yeah, I just think that this is the way that they tell these stories so that they can get around this.
Yeah,
the bridge. You know, they can.
I mean, if you think about it, it is like you're reading one comic book. If you actually break it down, is more like you're reading just a short story. You know, or you're watching.
Yeah, it feels like a weekly release of a comic or something like that,
or like a new chapter of a comic or a new page. Yeah.
Yeah,
man, 1 o'clock cannot come soon enough. Gotta get some sprites, maybe throw an O'Doul's in there. Who That's knows? So I might not have enough time.
Sprites,
you're crazy,
to stay up.
Man.
There's no caffeine in those.
No, it's not to stay up, it's just to indulge and enjoy.
Oh,
I mean, not go sprites, sorry, seven ups, seven ups.
I don't know if anybody listens from work.
I don't drink Sprite, so who cares? Seven up, it's crisp.
Hey, way to backtrack on that one real quick.
Yeah, I'm pumped for it.
Anything else anything else that you want to talk about WandaVision? Anything else as far as the show wise?
No, I hope tonight's episode or tomorrow, whichever, however you watch it or when you watch it, is not just like a filler. Like, I hope you get some substance in it, you know?
Somebody to show up or something like that.
Just anything. Because I was even like watching the, because I read that there was a cutscene in it and it had like that Evan Peters name in it. And I was like, he wasn't even in this episode. What the fuck? And then.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He's in the very end with like.
Surprise, shorty.
Yep. So, nope, that's all I got. So we'll see. I'm pumped. It'll probably crash. But who knows?
Well, that's why you just got to watch it the next night, like everybody else, or the next day.
You tell that everybody's to people to who want to watch like a movie premiere the next day? You wouldn't do that to somebody, would you?
I guess not. So, it's a different situation.
And I don't have to wait outside with a bunch of strangers.
All right. Well, then we'll take a break and we'll come back on the other side and we'll get into what the facts and our discussion of the movie Hannah. All right. Let's get into the facts. What the facts, man?
You're going to have to start it off because my web browser just shut down. So you start and I will pop in after that one.
So director Joe Wright, bleached, Saoirse Ronan, that I'm going to butcher her name all night long. Her eyebrows to try to mimic the physical similarity to a white wolf.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, it took my brain a minute to like I'm like, is she albino?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What I thought. And then she had like the really, really, really pretty blue eyes. And I was like, those are freaking, those are badass. But I was just like wondering if like she was just like albino in real life, because they made her super, super white.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to just keep going here for a second. So Eric Heller's arrival in Germany, the scene that was under the bus, like it had all the pillars like under the bus stop or whatever. Okay. Do you remember that scene? So that scene was filmed all in one long take, and it took less than 10 attempts to get right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which, you know, we'll get into that when we get into the movie, but I'll just say my thoughts for when we get into the actual discussion of the movie. Okay. So, there was a former CIA agent that was brought into the consult the role of the character of Marissa Weigler, who was played by Kate Blanchett.
That's stupid to me. That sounds like a dumbass fact. Like, who the fuck? Like, if you watch the movie, my brain's thinking like, wait, what?
Bro, we watched a movie called Roadhouse that she literally took and followed doctors for a second and a half scene of her stitching up some
that
dude in the hospital.
In the 80s, this character didn't need any of that.
Hear you.
You couldn't hear me at all?
You sound like whenever you...
I'm
like,
not holding my mic under my chin. This is getting stupid. Stupid mic. Dude, you did not need to bring a former CIA agent. I think a CIA agent is more over the top than following a doctor.
Hey, it brings credibility to the role.
Never even heard of this movie until you put it on the, put it out.
Right.
So, credibility to what? The straight to DVD, or did this hit theater?
Well, we'll get into that when we get the rundown.
So my thing's back up and running now.
All right.
So I don't know how to say your name.
Saoirse Ronan or something.
She performed her own stunts.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So,
yeah,
that was kind of cool.
And for being such a little, well, not little. I mean, she's probably like what? You know, would you say 15 years old, something like that? 14, something in that range. Huh. 14, 15, 16, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, she looked pretty young.
She could have been a lot older than that. But she Jackie Chan this thing.
Dude, she fucked some dudes up. It was kind of cool. I mean, oh yeah, I'll save it when we get to it. I'm just trying to go off on that.
So the script was listed on the 2006 and 2009 blacklist, the annual list of best unproduced screenplays of the year. So it's not like a negative thing.
Why would you call it that? Whenever I hear blacklist, I'm like, you're banned from something. Is that right?
Right. That's what you, yeah, the first thing that you think of. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's cool. So this might make some of the PETA people piss, but when Hannah cleans out the reindeer, the carcass was real. The entrails were fake. That's what I was thinking when she did it. I was like, I see some CGI. I was like, there's no way this is real, because there's like, it would be an uproar of like cruelty to animals. And, you know, like after you see a show, it'll say like no animals were harmed during the making of this film.
Right.
But in this movie, they actually, I don't know if it was dead before. So I don't know, but I know it says the carcass was real. So.
Huh. So the song being played as the performers in the Safari Club rehearsal, which Isaac whistles later on. Isaac is like a villain in this movie.
He's a terrible villain.
Yeah, it was bad. It's The Devil in the Details by the Chemical Brothers.
Well, that's what he said before he started singing it, right? When he was talking to, what's her name? Marissa?
Yeah, the devil's in the details.
Whatever. Dude, these are all long, and there's not a lot.
That's fine. Yeah.
The airliner seat that Marissa sits in has ATA Airlines headrest cover. ATA Airlines had ceased service in 2008 while the movie was released in 2011. Southwest Air owns the ATA trademark and the logos, among other things. So as dumb as that sounds, I was actually trying to figure out what the airline she was flying on, because I saw the seat and I was like, what is that?
It's so stupid to say out loud. It really is.
I know.
It's so stupid to say it out loud, but I literally was like, what airline is that? So
it's a made up movie airline.
Apparently not, dude.
It's real. Yeah.
Nope. Southwest owns it. Did you not listen to anything?
I just heard that. Yes.
Okay.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. It wasn't thick. It was.
Seth Lockhead wrote the original story and script on speculation in 2006. He returned to produce the work in 2010. So yeah, these facts are not the most
interesting.
But we'll just keep on trucking. So what do you got?
This is pretty much the last one I have. It's one of the 222 target pistols in the movie is a Russian Margolin Olympic target pistol. The same type of pistol used as Princess Leia's blaster pistol in Star Wars film franchise. The other pistol is a Luger 22, elements of which are found in Jyn Erso's A-180 modular blaster in Rogue One, a Star Wars story. So
yeah, these do definitely have like kind of that blaster look to them. Mm-hmm. So
pew, pew 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 pew.
There is such physical, like, you know, what am I trying to say? Like a physical nature to this role that Saoirse Ronan had to train 4 hours a day under Dan Inosato, who is a Bruce Lee protege. So
that's pretty dope.
Some major kung fu or karate or whatever. I'm sorry, butchering that.
Kung fu fighting.
But she trained for 2 months in Los Angeles, 4 hours a day. And I didn't think that she did that much in this movie.
She didn't. Well, I don't know. At the beginning, it wasn't really a lot of, I don't know. I finished the last 14 minutes of it before we recorded because I fell asleep. That's all I got, man.
Sorry, I'm readjusting here if you hear some mic stuff.
I don't have anything else.
That's it?
That is it. There's shit on here. Okay, there's like a nod to graffiti artist Banksy. Exits the bus station. The words "One Nation Under CCTV" are sprayed prominently on the wall. Sorry, yeah, dude. I don't know who artist Banksy is. I feel if he's huge, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of like just nods as far as the graffiti on the wall is in reference to like a soccer team that they root for and stuff like that. So the facts are not super interesting. And maybe that just has to do with like not a well-known movie, so not a lot of people dive into like what happened in the background or you know, behind the scenes for this movie.
Yeah, but
so
I want some facts, you know, like an alien. Like Alien facts was cool because they used
like condoms and KY 20 jelly.
20 million tons of like KY jelly. It was all recycled from the cast party.
But that's also too like in this
did that take a minute for it to
yeah, to recycle for the gas part. That's disgusting. But I think a lot of that too is like there's like almost zero special effects in this movie. And just not really a lot of interesting things, you know, as far as when you're filming this movie. Not to say that the movie's not interesting or something like that, but just it's not, it was just probably like a cut and dry process and not a lot of weird, interesting facts or anything like that. More or less just a, you know, oh, we put like this little graffiti or whatever, you know, in reference to the director's, you know, favorite soccer team, or this is the director's birthday or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't
something.
See. I mean, I can see maybe some people are like, oh, that's Banksy. But I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Right. Yeah.
But.
All right. Well, then we'll take a break and we'll come back on the other side. We're going to play the trailer for Hannah. And then we will get into our discussion of the movie.
Sounds good.
Hello, Hannah. My name's Dr. Burton.
Hello.
Would you like to talk to me? to speak to Marissa Fiegler.
Tell her I'll be there tonight.
My name is Marissa Fiegler. You wanted to speak to me? It's okay. It's okay.
Gentlemen, take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
She was developed by Eric Heller. I work with this man. He knows things I don't think you want to know.
Remember what I taught you, you'll be fine.
Time may get.
Adapt or die.
Think on your feet.
Even while I'm sleeping.
Who's she?
I'm Hannah.
If we're going to be friends, you're going to have to be honest with me.
I'd like to have a friend.
Are we going to kiss now?
You are so mental.
Please, I just wanted a kiss.
What do you want, Marissa?
I need you to do things my agency will not let me do.
There are people that want to harm me.
Whatever you do, I promise not to follow me.
I tried to prepare you.
You didn't prepare me for this.
Run, little piggy!
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
All right, guys, that was the trailer for Hannah. Let's go ahead and get into the rundown here. So this movie stars Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, Kate Blanchett, Tom Hollander, Olivia Williams, and Jason Flanagan. This movie was, when was it released? What did it say?
2011. I just don't know the day.
Yeah.
I don't have the rotten pulled up. April 10th. So opening weekend in the U.S. was April 10th.
Yeah. It says April 8th on Rotten Tomatoes. It had a box office gross of $40.2 million, so it did not make a lot of money. It did go to theaters, like you said.
Opening weekend was $12 million.
Yeah, that sounds not, great, I guess, mm-mm, when you think about that. It had a budget of, what was the budget? $30 million. So it barely made its money back.
Yeah, worldwide gross was like $63 million.
And maybe it did better overseas, but it did not do well here, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just the thing. Like, anytime it's not set in America, like, does it just do better not in America?
And I think the reason for a lot of this budget, and because $30 million is a lot of money, but I think they shot on location on a lot of the stuff. Like, it looked like they were actually in these countries.
Yeah, like Morocco and then Germany. And
yeah, so they're traveling and packing up crew and stuff like that, definitely. And then I think also, too, to get Kate Blanchett, that's a pretty big pull. So she probably took up a lot of that budget herself.
That character was stupid.
Yeah. The movie is rated PG-13. I said... it has a runtime of 1 hour and 51 minutes. It is defined as an action, adventure, mystery, and thriller. It was directed by Joe Wright. It got a 71% on the tomato meter and a 66% on the audience score. And so that is the rundown. I'm going to give my plot of this. Father and daughter are chased by CIA and they split up and they try to find their way back to each other.
What are you're reading off something, aren't you?
No, that's my thoughts.
Eh.
Okay, well then give us the real one.
16-year-old girl who was raised by her father to be a perfect assassin is dispatched on a mission across Europe, tracked by a ruthless intelligence agent and her operatives. That's kind of a stupid plot.
But it sums up what the movie's about, for the most part.
Her operatives. It's like the fucking dude in a jumpsuit. Fucking
right.
Stupid,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have some issues with this movie.
I probably am going to be very on par or very, very similar.
Oh, that surprises me because you were texting me last night or this morning. Was it this morning? Where you're like, it's badass so far.
There are parts that were badass, I will admit. But the more you watch it, the dumber it is. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So this movie starts off. And you think that it's, you know, back in time or whatever. You just see Hannah and her dad, Eric, in this cabin. And they're out in the middle of nowhere. The very first opening scene, you see Hannah hunting down an elk. And she takes a shot and it goes and she hits the elk. And she's, you know, it's this really cool line where she goes up to the elk and she can tell that she just missed and she goes, I just missed your heart. And then she pulls the gun out and blows the elk away. And then you get the title credits right there after that. It says Hannah.
Yeah. I was like when it did that, I was kind of thinking it was going to set it up like Becky.
Yeah. A little bit.
Just because of just like, you think it's back in the day with the bow and arrow and then she pulls out a gun and then it has that or whatever, like right when she killed it. I was like, yes, this could be.
You think it could be really cool right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know for a good, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes that this movie is set in present day. Like you think that this entire time that it's just this back
like
in the
woodhouse,
fire, heat,
lantern,
and all this stuff. And yeah, it's like they're completely off the grid. And you find out that that's because they're being chased by the CIA agent. Played by Kate Blanchett, whose name is Marissa. And this, I had just this issue with this whole movie with this thing is because you'd never find out like what is going on as far as, and I should say spoiler, sorry. Like once again, if you don't know, now you know.
That's what
you should
we have do. Known by now.
Yeah. But this whole movie, you don't know why they're chasing each other. Like you don't know, you get it that like there's a reason to be chasing them, but you don't know the reason they are chasing them.
Correct. And normally some like good movies will kind of either sprinkle it in or they just kind of tell you the backstory right away. Like, I don't think you got that backstory until at least halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
When they wrecked the car or when Marissa was like shot at the car.
Well, you get like 25 minutes into this movie, you find out that that this is present day or whatever. And then you get Kate Blanchett and Marissa, she's talking about like who these people are. Eric is a CIA agent. They're after her. She killed the mom. And Hannah and him kind of disappeared to, you know, escape from her.
Can you imagine doing all that shit in the woods with like a baby?
No kidding. Yeah.
Like it looked like a pretty cool place to hang out. Like if you just wanted to get away for a weekend, you just wanted to like rough it for a few days.
Right.
But imagine building all that shit with a baby. No, I can't do anything in this house with my 10-month-old, let alone build a fucking log cabin and two stories and fuck.
Yeah. So, after you get that whole backstory and everything like that, this movie really isn't very, in my opinion, interesting. I started watching this one on Monday night. I knew I was probably going to need two nights to watch this because I knew the time runtime and stuff like that. So, but I fell asleep quite a bit watching this and I had to like constantly, there's a lot of times where I had to rewind and
I can see
start
that.
Back up.
I see what you mean.
Quite a bit. And basically when she escapes from Morocco or to Morocco or wherever she's at. But so then you get the scene where, so this whole time Eric and Hannah are in the, you know, they're training and all this stuff. And he says like, when we're ready, flip the switch and she's going to come for you. And it's basically their location, and she
like
flips
a black box on an airplane, I think.
Yeah. And so Hannah's ready to, like, you know, set out and be on her own and, kind of explore. She's never seen any technology or anything. So like a plane flies by, and that's how you know that we're in present day. And she like is really excited by it. And so she's ready to get out and see the world, I think. And
oh yeah, she's 16. So, she's like, fuck this place. I'm out.
Yeah, he flips the switch.
I want to go make some bad decisions.
And he knows, or she flips the switch, and he knows that he's coming. So he packs up and leaves, like just abandons her. And they have this whole routine of like where they're going to meet. And she has this thing where she's supposed to say, you know, all of her facts as far as like where she lives and where she goes to school and all this stuff and her dogs and her friends and all that stuff. And she's got it memorized.
Like repetitive at the beginning too, because he keeps asking her.
Yeah. And so he bails and says, like, meet me here. They're going to come for you. And so he escapes. The SWAT team captures Hannah. Then we cut back to the CIA agent or agency or wherever they're at. And they have Hannah in a holding cell. And, like, Hannah really wants to talk to Marissa Weller. And I thought this scene was, I was really, had high hopes for this movie after this scene.
It was a pretty cool scene. It does set the tone really good. But so then
explain it to us, like, what happened here.
So she's in this room, like this holding cell, and the fucking guy talking to her just creeped me out. Did the guy creep you out, the doctor guy?
Yeah, he's just staring right at
staring
her.
Staring at
like,
her.
With
can
a weird
I get you
smile.
Anything? Can I get you some magazines? What movies do you like? And it's like, man, he might have just been trying to connect. But she asks if those are cameras, and he says yes. And then she said, I can't remember what language she said it was, but in a certain language, camera means like dog leash.
I don't know.
Or something like that. But anyway, she was like, they were talking, and he said, I want to talk to Marissa. What's her last name?
Weller, I think it is. Weller.
And she's like, I'll be there tonight. And so they bring in like this double of her with the red hair and the accent. And she's like, how did you meet my father? And the real one's like whispering in her like earpiece where she met. And then she starts crying and hugging her. And for some reason, I knew this shit was going to happen. Like when she like went around and put her legs behind her back and did that. And started.
Well, if you watch a trailer, it gives it away in the trailer.
Oh, really? I didn't see the trailer.
Yeah.
But then they kept telling her to abort, 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 and then she just breaks his bitch's neck.
Yeah. And then she just goes off. She gets the guns, and she starts taking out all the cameras.
Well, in the camera, she sees him, like, yank that guard down.
Right, yeah.
So, and then she just escapes.
Quick work of everybody and escapes out of here. And, like, this is, like, where it's, like, bro, like, these movies, like, two different movies. Like, the first one's is, like, really calm and, like, pleasant, like shot wise, and then the shooting that they did with this one is like, you need a seizure, like flash warning.
That was annoying me.
It was flashing all over the place and cutting everything.
Did it get annoying?
And just, oh yeah,
it was like those white lights that just kept. It wasn't like a strobe light, but there was like, and who the hell works in those conditions? Who wants to go to work with that?
Right.
And then I didn't get like when she got to some part where they were like decontaminating themselves going through that door, and she went through that door, and then like it cuts away, then it cuts back, and all the guards are chasing her. I'm like, so did they all go through a contaminated door?
Yeah,
that's
when
she found her file.
Yeah,
so I don't know, there are some movies, bro, really bad movies, bro, in this.
Yeah,
like coming up when she like opens up the
hatch,
the Ninja
and she
Turtle
just
hatch,
pops onto the truck.
And the trucks are riding of like driving over, and then she's gone and she's hanging on the bottom. I literally think like you'd probably have a fractured lower back. I don't see how you can come out of a hole.
Yeah, no, these trucks are like going over the top of this manhole at probably about like 30 miles an hour easily.
Easy.
And she just grabs on one of them. And I'm just thinking like, okay, those pipes are probably hot, like probably couldn't hold on to that.
Well, you'd have to jump really fast and high to clear the the lip of the manhole without breaking your neck on the bottom of the Hummer.
You're going to get, or your back's going to get broken.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I keep thinking. If anything, the best case scenario, your ankle gets shattered.
Right.
You're not
strong enough to jump up there.
You're not cleaning your way. That is not going to be a, but hey, whatever. Movies, bro.
Yeah. Movies, bro. So then she escapes to Morocco and she escapes to like this village. And this is another part where I kind of like had to pause the movie and check. So did you have subtitles throughout this at all?
I had subtitles when she was reading that book. I had subtitles.
You did? So I must have missed a lot of conversation because anytime that they were speaking in foreign language, I did not have
subtitles.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I did not have any subtitles. Maybe because you watched it on Vudu and I watched it on Movies Anywhere. Mm-hmm. But so like the whole conversation with her and the Moroccan like hotel like guy or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I have no clue what she said. The whole conversation between Kate Blanchett and would be the grandmother of Hannah in the apartment building. No clue what she said.
Yep. Subtitles were on Vudu.
I even turned them on. I physically turned on subtitles to make sure. I'm like, am I missing something here?
I don't think you missed anything, and you didn't miss anything important.
I don't think I did either because I feel like I still knew exactly like what was going on as far as the movie.
When she
Hannah escapes to this Moroccan village and she gets like shacked up in the at this like hotel or whatever, or not even a hotel, but like he has a room for her.
It's like a hostel.
Yeah. And she gets sensory overload. She just all of a sudden, like she's getting a fan and TV and
like, why would that dude turn that coffee maker on for her if she didn't want any? That's just weird. Right. That's just like a hotel person, he's just going in and turning on your coffee machine. It's like, why?
He's just being a good host.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was a wholesome dude.
But she just has this sensory overload and just can't take it. And she runs out. Is this where she meets up with that family, like right after
this?
Yes,
and that shit was annoying.
Yeah, and so here, like after she escapes and she keeps moving on as far as trying to get to her destination, and she meets up with this family, and it's a mom and a dad, and
sister and brother,
and it's almost like the movie switched right here. It almost became like a friendship drama type movie
Not
an action thriller movie at all.
I feel like they need to get rid of one of the two interactions. Like you keep the first interaction where she doesn't meet them and she gets in their van and she meets them at the second location. But it's stupid that she meets them in Morocco. No, she met them before when she was walking in the desert. Remember at the beginning, like right when she escaped, she met him in the desert.
Yeah.
Because they asked her if she wanted a ride. She said, no, I prefer to walk. She meets them at the hostel, ends up getting into their van, and then she somehow shows up and they act like nothing's weird about that in a completely different place that they actually had to get onto a ferry to go to another place. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And I was just annoyed with the family. I feel like it was irrelevant.
This dad's doing the right thing the entire time, and he's sitting there and he's like, where is your family? Where is your dad? Why aren't you with him? And the mom's like, he's encouraging independence and it's great that she's traveling alone and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, you're not old enough. You don't have any money, nothing. Like, seriously. And so at this point, the movie, I almost thought that maybe we were going to get like this love story, honestly.
Yeah, me too. Because
they're like, they're sleeping in bed and they're talking about how they're friends and everything. And they kiss for a second, but it's just a friendly kiss, apparently. Yeah.
But I thought the same thing. I thought it was going to develop into like a love story.
Yeah.
So to speak. And I'm just trying to think how that would have fit in with like the beginning and then that happened. And then, I mean, that's complete 180 from like the beginning of the movie.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's fine. So, whatever.
While this is going on and she's traveling with his family, Kate or Blanchett, or Marissa Weller, she goes to this dude and he's like a creepy dude in a jumpsuit that you find at a bar. And that's all he is. And it's like her, what would you call his name's Isaacs or Isaac.
He's pretty much a guy that can get things done that she needs done that the U.S. government doesn't know about.
Right. So
like a mercenary. Like
her, yeah. Her Deadpool.
That's kind of that's kind of a terrible name for the way that this guy rolled. I mean, this dude was in like a white jumpsuit.
Yeah. She made it sound like he was going to be like this great dude as far as like an assassin or something like that. And he's literally a guy in a jumpsuit with two hoodies.
Dude, those dudes looked like, around. I think those dudes were like neo-Nazis.
With
the skinhead and then like the boots, the leather jackets. Yeah. I literally thought all those dudes, I was like, dude, these guys are fucking Nazis, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And so he's following them. Like I said, Marissa at one point goes and visits the grandmother and they had a conversation and I didn't understand any of it. So if anything important happened, I don't know, but
she asked where Eric was and she was like, he said you were dead. And then the grandma stood up and looked at the picture of her daughter and said, hey, can you tell me what Anna looked like or what she's like? And then she pulls the trigger.
Yeah. Kills her.
And she said like her mother.
So, and then like this whole movie, like I was really bored with it. I had a really hard time watching this movie. I wanted a lot of action in this thing. I was thinking, you know, here I'm going to get Becky, here I'm going to get Anna. And maybe that's not fair of this movie to put them up against those two. But this was really had like two maybe action scenes, the escape from the CIA agent and then Eric's
in the subway
scene on the subway. And that was over in like 20 seconds. A long action scene.
I will admit that all four of these movies, they've moved very fast. Because when I was watching it last night, I was like, God, how long have I been watching this? So I was like, holy shit, I've been watching this for like an hour and 20 minutes already. Like, it moves fast. But this one, it was like, I think it was more of like the anticipation because I was like waiting for something that didn't come about.
Yeah, you see it in that first.
And she runs all the time.
Yeah.
Like when she's like, you can't come with me. Like when they stop them, when she realizes that they're following her.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps out the back of the Winnebago or whatever. And right. It's like all it is run, run, run. She punches a couple dudes. Run, run, run. Yeah. I mean, even at the end, run, run, run. So, I mean, the more that I talk about this out loud, the less I like this movie.
Right. I think I'm kind of down the same path as you. Because after that, it's really not a lot. She has that escape, that, you know, that fight in the shipping containment warehouse.
Yep.
And then I don't know if it was like I guess Marissa and her hooligans and Isaac, they captured the family that Hannah was with and they question her and question all of them. And they kind of find out like where she's supposed to go. And it's a little boy that spills the beans as far as where he's supposed to go. Hannah ends up going to the house where she's supposed to be at.
The dude was weird.
Yeah, it was like a creepy Willy Wonka type dude. He had mushrooms hanging upside down in his house. And like of all the places that you would want to go like to hide out, I guess, I don't know.
Was it like an abandoned theme park
or something? Yeah. It seemed like that was like a water log ride or something at the end of it.
I've seen some creepy pictures on Twitter of like, I guess there used to be like an Alice in Wonderland theme park. That has like deteriorated yellow brick road. And then it has, I guess there's like a statue park of like past presidents that looks fucking eerie. And I mean, it even shows some of like the old rides at like Shanghai Disney or one place that had, that they never tore down the ride. It's just abandoned.
Yeah.
Like if you Google that, it's actually pretty creepy how they just left it up. But that's what I took. It was just like an abandoned, like I thought it was like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like dinosaurs all over the place and everything like that. But so Eric ends up showing up there too. And he has this conversation with Hannah about the fact that like he's not even the real dad and that she was born in a lab.
Well, because she found her file and it said she was abnormal, but she didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I just said, like the more I talk about this movie out loud, like this movie's so stupid.
Yeah. And you never know like what happens. She ends up having a final showdown with Marissa Weller. And I thought this part was kind of cool where it says, you know, she shoots her with one of the like bow and arrows or homemade bow and arrow slingshot or whatever it was.
That was pretty cool.
And she gets her and then like she ends up over the top of her and she says, you know, like, I just missed your heart. And then she shoots her and then title card again in the end of movie. And I was really happy to see the end of this movie.
Did you get a movies bro moment when she's in heels and she's pulling like a Michael Myers and a Jason Voorhees where she's Hannah's like running and jumping over the bridge that's disconnected. She barely makes it. She's right. Jumping over and these boats and then all of a sudden she's like right there. And yeah. Then she goes through a tunnel and magically like got in front of her. And then let's talk about that dumbass accent.
Well, right. So I the entire time it was, did she have a Southern accent? Cause it sounded like
I don't know what it was.
Sometimes she was Southern. Sometimes she wasn't. So, this is Kate Blanchett's character that we're talking about. It was just a really weird accent that she had. So that really wraps up this movie in a nutshell. It wasn't great. It was long.
I didn't feel like it was long. I actually liked it when I was watching it. Maybe that was just because I was tired.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
So out of the four movies that we did for Women Who Kick Ass, because this one, obviously, I think is going to take the bottom. Let's rank them as far as now going back, looking at, you've seen all four of them. Which one did you like the best out of all of them? And they, once again, they were Lucy, Anna, Hannah, and Becky.
I think overall the movie that I liked the most was Becky.
Yeah.
I thought the movie from like start to finish kept me going.
Mm-hmm.
The fight scene in Anna. That was badass in the restaurant when she gives her an unloaded gun.
Yeah.
I love Scarlett Johansson. This movie that we watched for tonight was definitely at the bottom.
Easily at the bottom. And I kind of feel now, and I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse here, but if this is a 71 and Becky was a 71, they really need to rethink this rating. And maybe, or maybe not. Maybe the critics really love this. I posted this on Twitter.
Maybe they're outside of the United States that we're like, yeah, this is good. We know who Binksy is or Blinksy, whatever his name is.
I did post on Twitter, you know, like last night, I was like now watching Hannah, you know, and one of the guys that I follow, and he follows me or whatever, he said that this was amazing. And I guess there's a TV series about it on Amazon Prime. Yeah. Huh. And it's newer than this movie. This movie, 2011, the Amazon Prime, I think it was a few years newer than that, but he loved it. He said that movie was legit and really good. And I was thinking after I saw that, I mean, like everybody teach their own, but not
maybe he doesn't
book.
Watch it's a lot of movies. Maybe that's just our, like as Americans, we're so everything is on demand.
He's American, you know? So
I don't know why I thought he wasn't American. I have no idea why. Sorry if you're listening. I had no assumption as to why. Maybe I was just going off the non-American vote. Maybe I don't know. No, this movie was, okay. I don't want to say horrible because it wasn't trash. Am I glad I watched it? No. Would I have liked to go to bed at 10 o'clock last night? Yes.
Yes.
But I just think I get more mad like thinking about it is like pulls you in with like, why are they training so hard? Kind of figure out why. The escape scene was badass, and then it like shit the bed from there.
Yeah, it gives you these little nibbles, like trying to tag you along as you go through this movie, and it never delivers on that. Like, you never get that full satisfaction of like a big fight. Even the final fight between it wasn't anything thrilling or anything.
I thought, this might get good when he's like sprinting to the car door and that guy tries to get out and he like kicks the door. He runs into the door and the guy falls back in. I was like, that's cool. Now go kick the other guy's ass. Instead, he just runs down the street.
Yeah.
And then he gets shot on a fucking merry-go-round. Like, no. It's like Game of Thrones. It's probably like Game of Thrones. Like, the first part's really badass. And then the last part is just trash, just like the fucking series.
Yeah.
That might be
it. So, okay. So if I had to rank all of these through the four, it would definitely probably be Becky, Anna, Lucy, and then this one.
I agree.
It's kind of toss up between Lucy.
The ending of Lucy was horrible. Anna.
Yeah.
When she turned into like the black sludge or. That was
stupid. The computer when she turned into Venom.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Okay, so with that, we're done with the movie. We're done with our kick ass. This is a short episode because it's not. I don't know.
Me and you were pretty much both in the same boat on Tuesday night when we're like, "When are we recording? I'm not watching it tonight." Yeah, I'm not watching it tonight either. I haven't watched it yet. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Nuggets are on. That's taking priority, buddy. Like,
are they on right now?
They're on right now. Yeah. So
that'll be text message talk.
We need to wrap this up so we can watch the Nuggets. Let's get into our review. Okay. Ty, 71% on the audience score. 66% on the, 71% on the tomato meter, 66 on the audience score. Is it really though? I don't even know if I have to ask you if you'll press play again.
Fuck no, I ain't pushing play again. Hell no. This isn't anything to the actors or actresses in that. It's just like I said earlier, the more I'm talking about this movie outside of my brain, and like the dumber the movie seems to me. Like if I had to rate this thing, my heart rate's up a little bit right now. I'm going like 40, dude.
Aggravated. Dude, we're like two peas in a pod.
40 is literally, 40 is literally, and I feel like I'm being generous on that 40. That's the number that popped in my head, like mid-sentence. Like, if it wasn't for that opening scene, this would probably be in the fucking, like, low 20s to me. Like, it doubled its score with the two fight scenes, because that subway fight was kind of cool. But that first part, that fight scene was pretty dope. So, yeah, I'm going 40. A generous... Just know that I'm being generous.
A generous 40, yeah.
Yes.
So for me, I'm going the same thing. Like literally 40. Like that's right where I was at. I'm like, there's no way this is a 71%. And if this is a 71%, I need to go back and bump Becky up to like an 80, 90. Like it needs to be bumped up. Same with Anna, Lucy. Like they were all way better than this movie. Not even close. The movie was filmed weird. It had a lot of different styles of filming. I think you had that techno, like seizure escape, like lights flashing, stuff like that. Then you had like this boring love story in the middle, and that's where I had to, friendship story. And I had to pause and rewind and pause and rewind. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I was trying to watch this and I kept falling asleep, and I never fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon. So I'm like, this is really bad.
No slip for, and so, no sleep for the wicked.
Yeah. So I just didn't really agree with a lot of the choices in this movie. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I don't think some people that really do enjoy this. Maybe some people are really like into this director and the way that he filmed this stuff. And
too many switching, too many zigzags for me. Like they literally could have made this like the female Jason Bourne. It literally had the makeup of, she was born in a research lab with healthy embryos and cells, and then they added things to make it to show no empathy, to reduce pain. Like they literally could have made this
I don't know. Way better. Yeah, than
that's it was. That's my problem with this movie, is that it's missing its entire section of the plot. Like, the whole reason why Hannah is Hannah, we don't ever find that out. We don't understand, like, why she's special, what makes her special. Yep. All we know that her DNA is abnormal.
That's
she's
it.
Born in a lab, and that's it. You don't find it, like no big shock, like, oh, she has superpowers, or she's like,
yeah,
just like super soldier or whatever it is. Like, you just don't ever get that payoff. And I think that's a really bad choice by the writers and the director and the studio. Like, you need that in the story to finish it off. You need to understand too, why this Marissa character is so adamant in killing all of them. Like, you get that she didn't kill them in the beginning, and she missed. Like, she, you see this scene in the movie where she's like hiding behind this billboard, and she pops out and she shoots them in the car.
Yeah.
Kills the mom, the dad and Hannah escape. And it's, you just never find out why. Like, it's,
and why did they scrap the project and the others had to be disposed of?
Yeah.
It, like, literally was like, just, they, like, realized the movie was shit and they're like, let's just wrap it up.
Right.
Yeah, $10 more budget. Let's find a random abandoned amusement park and fucking let's end it.
Right. Yeah. I feel like we're going shot for shot with this podcast. Like, we started out great and it's just, there's nothing interesting about it to talk about. Like, it was a boring movie. And like you said, like, if it wasn't for a couple scenes, it might have even been a 20 or even lower than that. And there's no way I'm pressing play again. This is the one and only time that I'm watching this movie.
Fuck yeah. No.
Never again.
Well, I can never say never. What's my excuse? My kids want to watch it, and they ask me to watch it with them. There's no way. I will steer clear of this one. They'll be like, Dad, we're going to watch Hannah. I'll be like, don't.
Yeah, don't waste your time on that.
Go watch some paint dry, because it's... No, I don't want... That's mean. I don't want to say that.
Right. But with all things said, you know, this isn't a... That's kind of what we do. I had a fun time watching it, and now crapping on it, because...
It's kind of fun to shit on movies sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. And it just blows my mind kind of too. Like, we've had very few episodes where we've been opposite. Like, you love it and I hate it. We've really agreed on a lot of things. So maybe we need to find some that are more down the middle, or not down the middle, but like, you love it, I hate it type of stuff, to maybe make it more interesting.
Oh, I got
but,
fucking plenty of them.
No, I know.
I've already said the next one that I want to watch, and your response is, I don't want to watch that.
No, I know. Speaking of that,
I think that's what we're doing next week.
Yeah, I think we're going to do 2 weeks of Kingsman.
Oh, we did it. Yes.
We're just going to knock these ones out. And so hopefully these are a lot better than this one.
Dude.
They can't be worse than this.
Dude, you're going to love them. It literally... I don't even know how to explain it. I watched it drunk one night on a whim, and I've seen it every time it's on TV. And I will watch it and watch it and watch it. It is so fucking good.
Well, we need to listen for your opinion now. So,
what's his name?
Elton John?
The guy who played Elton John in that movie?
Terry Taken or something. Yeah.
Who's, like, I think going to be the next Wolverine, to be honest.
Oh.
Yes, we're doing them.
We're gonna go ahead and do those, and then I'm gonna go ahead and throw out one of my movies. For March, we don't really have a theme, but I'm gonna let you pick your two movies, and I'm picking my two movies. You picked The Kingsman's. I'm gonna do Shadow in the Cloud. Like, I've been wanting to watch this since it came out on January 1st.
Yeah, that's that new one, right? Is that with Tom Hanks?
This one has
the war
Moretz or something in it, and she's like a ward, like, yeah,
war,
World War II,
that
stuff like
cool.
That.
Cool.
So I've been wanting to watch that since the date came out. So we're gonna do that one.
Okay.
And then I'm kind of up in the air. If I want to do Tom and Jerry, because that's gonna be out on HBO Max, and I know I'm gonna watch it. I'm sure you'd watch it with your.
What if we did the Schneider cut?
Well, that's in March.
That's a long... So, I think it's like going to be a 4-hour movie, though, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we might have to do some. Yeah, we'll talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll play with that one.
Yeah, and I'm not going to commit to a third to my other or my second movie, yet. And then we'll figure it out as we go along. But for the next 2 weeks, we're going to do Kingsman, and then we'll do Shadow in the Clouds. So with that, that's it for this episode. I guess you don't have to do a lot of math to figure out that we both give it a 40. So that's a 40 total. As
40. Per, yeah. 40 plus per, 40 is 80 divided.
Yeah. You really just have to do math. All right. So sorry for a short podcast, but I mean, sometimes short and sweet is what you need. So
yeah.
come back next week and, you guys can't see this, but he's through Skype or whatever Zencaster he's implementing the size of my unit. We'll do Kingsman next week. So be ready to listen to us talk about that movie.
And if you're gonna watch him, you cannot watch him the very first time on TV. You gotta hear the cuss words, you gotta get it all.